out Sunday liquor sales when News and Views returns.
News Radio 830 WCCO.
We're winding down News and Views this Sunday, talking about beer and liquor sales on Sunday. Jeff O'Brien is an attorney with Lohman Abdo. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, hello.
And I understand there's a signature signing party for this right now.
There is. I've got a couple of clients of mine that have actually teamed up for this. It's over at Dayblock Brewing on Washington Avenue, downtown Minneapolis.
What are they doing?
Well, Minnesota Beer Activists, which is a nonprofit group that's been really pushing it hard, the whole Sunday sales legislation in general. They've organized a letter writing party over at Dayblock, so you can go there, have some appetizers, have a few beers, and write the legislators, and ask them to change course on Sunday sales.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. But whenever we've talked about it on the show, the majority of listeners, a lot of guests have said, you know, this is just a no-brainer. Even legislators who've been in our very studio have said, yeah, it just kind of seems like a no-brainer that this thing should pass. What's the holdup?
Well, there was about a half dozen or so bills that were initially introduced this session, and only one got a committee hearing, and that was the one that would allow the breweries to stay open to be able to open the tap rooms on Sundays, and not only sell pints in the tap room, but also sell growlers, which are those 64-ounce glass containers that you can buy at the brewery. It would allow them to sell growlers on Sundays, which right now they cannot do. And so that was, and a lot of the usual opponents of Sunday sales legislation, the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association, the wholesalers, they sat on the sidelines for this. The MLBA actually were the authors of the bill, and it looked like it was moving forward and it was clear sailing. And then all of a sudden, the Teamsters stuck up their head and said that an unnamed distributor told them that if it passes, that the distributor would be allowed to renegotiate the Teamsters contract. But they wouldn't tell which distributor it was or wouldn't provide the legislators with a copy of the contract. And so that's where we sit.
Okay. And it's kind of looking iffy, right, yet this session for this to pass.
It's looking, unless there's a huge push from the from voters on the legislators, and it's actually stalled in the House Tax Committee. Rod Scoy, who's an Iron Range DFLer, not someone that's going to probably buck the Teamsters, is the chair of the committee. So unless those folks out there that want to be able to buy, you know, beer from the on Sundays, the only option that's out there, the only bill out there, is this one allowing the breweries to sell growlers off sale on Sundays. Write your legislators. There's a party going on today over at Dayblock. Do what you can, because otherwise, you know, it's going to stall out for this session.
Okay, so is there a plan B, or I know at one time there was some talk of just trying to go at it from a distribution standpoint versus the Sunday sales?
Well, and that's the interesting thing. There's never been really talk about it, but I think as someone who practices and works with a lot of small and startup breweries in Minnesota, we have, in my opinion, is one of the most onerous beer distribution laws in the country. It's very easy to enter into a distribution agreement even without a contract. A lot of these guys, sometimes starting out, don't appreciate how easily it is accomplished. And then it's basically a lifetime contract. It's very hard to terminate. So there's going to have to be a discussion. This law was passed in 1977 in the era of big breweries and small distributors, and now you have a situation where it's, in many cases, it's the opposite. It's big distributors and small breweries. And in my opinion, now this is just my opinion, I think it's time to take a look at that, because all these things, tap rooms, growlers, limited self-distribution rights, are all exceptions that are granted to small brewers as a way out of this very one-sided statute.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the letter writing campaign that's going on today. And we still have about, 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks left for legislators to take some action on this.
That's right. And, you know, what I've been telling people is if you don't like if they don't pass it this session, we've got an election coming up in November. Ask your legislator where they stand with the majority of Minnesotans or special interests.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff O'Brien. He's an attorney with Lohman Abdo. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Rashini.
All right. Our Sunday is winding down here on News and Views. Appapalooza is happening today from 3 to 5 in Falcon Heights at the Ties Training Center. It's a competition for girls in middle and high school who've dreamed up apps for mobile phones, a competition to get up to $10,000.